Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 37, Love. 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. 1 John 4:7-8, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. Romans 5:5, NIV, and hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. End of verse. In chapters 19 and 20, we focused on the greatest commands, love God and love your neighbor. In the context of Jesus' teaching, the emphasis seems to be on our own responsibility to choose to love God and others. However, there is clearly an aspect of our love that is God's doing. As the above verses indicate, our love for one another has its source in God's love and is tied closely with the salvation he has freely given us. Love is listed first in describing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. End of verses. Clearly, without the Holy Spirit, we could not love others as we ought to. Likewise, we must abide in Jesus in order to be fruitful. John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. End of verse. Our love is not yet what it will be, as it should be increasing over time. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, NIV. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. End of verse. Loving others is also something we are taught by God to do. 1 Thessalonians 4:9, NIV. Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. End of verse. We should keep in mind that religious actions that appear to be based on love may actually come from other motives. 1 Corinthians 13:3, if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. End of verse. What about you? Is love apparent in your life? Is it increasing over time? For further reflection, 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Prayerfully consider what aspect of love you are weakest in. Consider asking God to help you to love others better. Philippians 1:9-11, praying for love to abound. 1 Timothy 1:7, God gave us a spirit of love. Hebrews 10:24-25, spur one another on toward love. 1 Peter 1:22-23, a sincere brotherly love. 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love. 2 Peter 1:5-8, make every effort to add to your faith love.